Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's low odor spray paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum spray paints. Now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so we're diving into another wild neighbor story today.
Oh, yeah, this one's a doozy.
You guys sent this one in as an email to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast. And let me tell you.
Sounds juicy.
It's got everything. We're talking passive aggression, property lines, flying tomatoes.
Flying tomatoes. Okay, you've got my attention.
Oh, you better believe it. We're going to unpack this whole mess. But to help us make sense of the psychology behind it all, we've got our expert here.
Hey, everyone. Always happy to dive into these fascinating, albeit sometimes frustrating, neighbor dynamics.
So to set the scene, we've got our listener who we'll call, let's say you, living in their home for 20 years, shared driveway, no problems. Peaceful coexistence, right?
The ideal scenario, really. Shared spaces can be tricky, but when it works, it's great.
Exactly. But then enter Gary's new girlfriend, Crystal. And everything changes.
Ah, the introduction of a new element. Always throws a wrench in the works.
A big wrench. It starts with the parking. Crystal doesn't park in the shared driveway, but right in front of it, blocking it completely.
Right off the bat, that's a power move, wouldn't you say? Claiming territory.
That's exactly what I thought. Yeah. It's like an immediate, this is my space now kind of thing.
Yeah, territoriality is a big factor in these neighbor disputes. Oh. We're hardwired to defend our space, even if it's shared.
So do you think she was intentionally trying to provoke a reaction? Or was she just clueless?
Well, with these things, it can be a bit of both. We tend to assume the worst, right? Especially when we feel inconvenience.
Oh, for sure. But her response when confronted about the parking doesn't exactly scream cluelessness. She said, maybe you should get your own driveway.
Ooh, yeah, see that right there. Defensiveness. It's a way of shutting down communication, avoiding any responsibility.
And that, my friends, is where things really start to go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
From there, it's just a cascade of incidents, each one more bizarre than the last.
Sounds like a textbook case of how not to handle a neighbor dispute.
You got it.
So walk me through this cascade. What happened next?
Well, next up, we have the dog incident. My listener has this German Shepherd, Max. Big dog, but a total sweetheart.
I'm picturing a gentle giant.
Exactly. But Crystal accuses Max of jumping the fence and attacking her little Yorkie.
Oh, no. Poor little Yorkie.
But get this. The evidence she provides is a photo of the Yorkie looking mildly startled, not a scratch on him.
Starting to see a pattern here. Sounds like manipulation trying to create a victim narrative.
And it doesn't stop there. Yeah. A few days later, the listener finds the word beast misspelled. Mind you, spray painted on their fence.
Whoa. Okay, now that's an escalation. Vandalism and targeting the dog who is already falsely accused, that's intimidation.
Exactly. And then she discovers the power of social media.
Uh-oh. Social media can be a weapon in these situations.
Oh, for sure. Crystal posts about thugs trespassing on her property, referring to my listener's teenage sons walking to their car, which was parked again in that shared driveway.
So twisting the narrative to fit her victimhood story, and I bet the comment section was a dumpster fire.
You already know. Calls for violence, name-calling, the whole nine yards. And when the listener showed Crystal the comments, hoping she'd see how out of control it was getting, her response, wow. Sounds like you've made some enemies.
That is chilling. Pure gaslighting, making the listener doubt their own reality and experience.
It's crazy making. So we've got territoriality, defensiveness, manipulation, and gaslighting. This Crystal sounds like a real peach.
She does, doesn't she? But it's important to remember we're only hearing one side of the story.
Right, of course. But even from this perspective, it's clear that her behavior is causing real harm.
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that it's escalating like this, well, it's a recipe for disaster.
And trust me, it gets a lot worse. Buckle up for part two, folks, because this driveway war is just getting started. So we left off with Crystal weaponizing social media and painting you as the neighborhood villain. But her bag of tricks was far from empty.
Oh, she had plenty more up her sleeve.
You mentioned a trash can incident that still has me scratching my head.
Yes, the trash can caper. Classic passive aggression, wouldn't you say?
Well, you tell me. I put out my trash cans like I always do. Next morning, trash everywhere. And Crystal has video evidence that I did it.
See, that's where things get really interesting. The use of evidence potentially manipulated to further this false narrative. It's gaslighting, plain and simple.
And for a minute, I actually doubted myself. Did I do that? Was I sleepwalking? Thankfully, my security cameras told a different story.
Ah.
It was Crystal in her PJs. Tossing the trash like confetti.
Ah, the beauty of modern technology. Always get it on camera, just in case.
Lesson learned. But the trash shenanigans were just the tip of the iceberg. This is where things get really outlandish. The weaponized landscaping, as I like to call it.
Wait, what? Weaponized landscaping, do tell.
Oh, you're gonna love this one. Crystal installs motion-activated sprinklers aimed directly at the shared driveway.
No, that's just... Wow. Taking the battle to a whole new level, literally soaking you every time you leave your house.
Every single time. And there she is, sitting in her window laughing with sprinkles, the supposedly traumatized Yorkie yapping away like it's a game.
It's almost comical in a dark, twisted kind of way. The sprinklers themselves aren't that big of a deal, but it's the intent behind it, you know?
Oh, I definitely felt the intent, loud and clear. But as wild as the sprinkler saga was, it pales in comparison to the great tomato fiasco of 2024.
Okay, now you've really piqued my curiosity. Tomatoes, what's the story here?
So picture this. I've got this beautiful row of tomato plants thriving along the fence line. On my side, of course.
Ah, the age-old property line dispute. A classic source of neighborly conflict.
And wouldn't you know it, Crystal starts helping herself to my ripe tomatoes, claiming they're on her property.
A sense of entitlement, perhaps. Thinking she can just take what she wants.
That's exactly it. And when I pointed out they were on my side, her response was, we better check the property lines. I'll share if you're nice. Mm-hmm. The audacity.
Ooh, that if you're nice bit. Classic manipulation tactic. Guilt tripping you into backing down.
So I called a surveyor, got official confirmation that the property line was exactly where I thought it was, marched over to Crystal's, document in hand, ready to settle this once and for all.
Armed with the truth. I love it.
She wouldn't even look at the survey. Just brushed me off with a, I know my rights.
Denial, a powerful defense mechanism. If she doesn't acknowledge the truth, it doesn't exist, right? At least in her mind.
It was maddening. At that point, it was a full-blown neighborly arms race. Floodlights versus blackout curtains, country music versus bagpipes. It was ridiculous.
That tit-for-tat dynamic, it never ends well, does it? Just fuels the fire.
And just when I thought it couldn't get any crazier, she goes, nuclear, prints out flyers with our photos, our address, accusing us of all sorts of crazy stuff, car theft, graffiti, poisoning her precious sprinkles.
Whoa, hold on. That's crossing a serious line. Publicly smearing your reputation, putting your family at risk, that's straight up harassment.
And it had consequences. Some kids actually egged our house because they believed those lies. The police got involved, and of course, Crystal plays the victim. I'm being persecuted for speaking out against injustice.
Weaponizing victimhood, another classic tactic to deflect blame and manipulate the situation.
I was at my wit's end. The constant stress, the fear.
Yeah.
It was taking its toll.
Mm.
But she still had one last trick up her sleeve. The grand finale of this nightmare.
Okay, lay it on me. What was the final straw?
I go out one morning, and there's Crystal's car. Not just blocking the driveway, but diagonally across it. And spray painted on the asphalt in big bold letters, private property.
Oh my God. That is audacious. Doesn't even cover it. It's like she's created her own reality where rules and laws don't apply.
It was a breaking point. I knew I had to do something, but this time I wasn't going to play her game.
You were done being reactive. It was time to take control.
All right. So we left off with that image of Crystal's car sprawled across the driveway, private property, emblazoned on the asphalt. It was a lot.
A real statement piece. You know, in some ways, that act was almost a relief, right? Like, the mask was finally off. No more pretending.
It was definitely a turning point. I knew I couldn't just keep reacting to her every move. I had to change the game.
And you did. You went a different route this time.
I went full Karen. Called code enforcement. Reported everything to the sprinklers, the noise violations, the illegal parking. I had photos, videos, the whole shebang.
Smart move. Bringing in a neutral third party, someone with authority, it takes the emotion out of it, at least a little bit.
And let me tell you, the look on Crystal's face when the code enforcement officer showed up, priceless.
I bet. Suddenly, she's not the one in control anymore. The tables have turned.
Oh, she tried to talk her way out of it, of course. Even tried to turn the officer against me.
But you had the evidence, right? Facts are hard to argue with.
Oh, yeah. She got slapped with a hefty stack of fines. You know what? That seemed to finally break her.
Interesting. So it wasn't the confrontation, it was the consequences of her actions that finally got through.
It was like the spell was broken. A few days later, Gary came over, all sheepish and apologetic.
Gary, the quiet boyfriend. I've been wondering about him this whole time.
He's a good guy, just conflict avoidant. But he mentioned Crystal was thinking about moving out.
Ah, so sometimes the solution is just removing one element from the equation.
And that's exactly what happened. Moving truck. Crystal barking orders, one last venomous glare in my direction, and off she went, yelling, "This isn't over," as they pulled away.
The dramatic exit never disappoints.
Gary stayed, thankfully. Peace returned to the neighborhood, but...
But?
There's this lingering unease, you know, like, what if she comes back? It's like, I can't quite shake that feeling of being on edge.
That's completely understandable. You've been through a lot. Trauma, even on a smaller scale like this, can take time to process.
It's definitely a reminder that even when these situations are resolved, the impact can linger.
Mm-hmm.
It changes you, you know?
It does. And that's why it's so important to have support, whether it's from friends, family, or even a therapist. Talk about it, process those feelings.
Well, talking about it definitely helps. And on that note, we want to hear from you guys. Have you ever had a neighbor from hell? How did you handle it? Share your stories in the comments.
Because sometimes... just knowing you're not alone in these crazy situations can make all the difference.
Absolutely. And remember, folks, be kind to your neighbors. Or at least avoid giving them material for a Nightmare Neighbors episode. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, stay curious and stay neighborly.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.